You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, Cameron. Good morning, Sawyer. Hi, Kate. How are y'all doing this morning? Got a thumbs up? You're doing pretty good. Are you doing good? You're doing good too? All right. Well, I'm so happy to see you all this morning. I've been praying for you two, hoping that you would feel better soon. Looks like you're feeling pretty good, right? Yeah? Well, the last time that I did a children's sermon a couple weeks ago, I talked about how in the church, we have a different calendar. And for us, Easter isn't just a one-day celebration. We celebrate Easter for 50 days. And so today is another Sunday in that celebration. And always on this Sunday, we call it Good Shepherd Sunday. Do you know what a shepherd is? What's a shepherd, Kate? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Do you know what a shepherd is, Cameron? Is it somebody who takes care of sheep? It is. And so I brought one of George's toys. This is Lammy. He's had Lammy since he was a tiny, tiny pup. It even has a squeaker. But I brought Lammy because on Good Shepherd Sunday, we talk about Jesus being our good shepherd, and we are Jesus' sheep. Sometimes in the Bible, they give us different word pictures to help us better understand how God loves us and cares for us. And so I thought we could talk about some of the ways that a shepherd might take care of the sheep, and then we can think about how Jesus takes care of us. So what are some of the things you think a shepherd might do to take care of the sheep? Peace. Peace be with you. Let's see. Do you think the shepherd helps feed the sheep? Yeah. So Jesus helps to feed us, both with the food that we eat every day, but also when we come to this table and we have bread and wine, Jesus feeds us. What else do you think a shepherd might do? Any ideas? Well, Jesus talks in today's gospel lesson saying he is the gate. And so at night, when there might be wolves or other predators out there that might harm the sheep, Jesus leads all the sheep back to safety, back inside the gate where the shepherd can take care of them and protect them. So Jesus protects us. But in the daytime, Jesus opens the gate so that the sheep can go out into the fields and they can have food and water. Jesus also talks about that even though there's lots of sheep, Jesus knows everybody's name. So Jesus knows your name, Kate, and Jesus knows your name, Cameron, and he knows your name, Sawyer. So all that to say, this Sunday on Good Shepherd Sunday, as we think about sheep and Jesus being our shepherd, God loves us so very much, and Jesus cares for us and takes care of us and knows our names and loves us so very much. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Help us to remember, Jesus, that you are our shepherd. You know our names. You take care of us. You protect us. And you lead us. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. You can now go to Children's Church. I think Jane and Calvin are going to take you, and you're going to do a craft.